This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Japan today marked the 75th anniversary of its surrender in World War II. Emperor Naruhito used the occasion to express deep remorse over his country's wartime actions. He pledged to reflect on the war's events and voiced the hope such a tragedy would never be repeated. While some people expected an apology from Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, that did not happen. In fact, he gave thanks for the sacrifices of his country's war dead. As the oil spill off the coast of Mauritius in the Indian Ocean worsens, Japan's Environment Minister Shinjiro Koizumi says Tokyo will send a team to assess the damage. 1,000 tons of oil have leaked out so far just off the coast of Mauritius. A Japanese bulk carrier struck a coral reef in late July, triggering a state of environmental emergency. Scientists are calling it the country's worst ecological disaster. Removing the ship will be a likely delicate operation and could take months. France, which once ruled Mauritius, says it'll assist with a cleanup. Koizumi also told reporters today he saw the spill as a grave crisis that could lead to a loss of biodiversity. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani used harsh rhetoric today aimed at the United Arab Emirates, calling its decision to establish normal ties with Israel a huge mistake. In a televised speech, Rouhani warned the Gulf state against allowing Israel to have what he called a foothold in the region. The UAE-Israel agreement, announced on Thursday, is seen as a strategic boost for the Arab Gulf states' regional and global standing. New outbreaks of the coronavirus are causing havoc for summer vacationers across much of Europe, as many pandemic restrictions are going back into effect. Nightclubs are being shut down, and face mask requirements are being expanded, even in trendy resort areas. Europe's hardest-hit countries, Britain, France, Italy, and Spain between them, have lost more than 141,000 lives to COVID-19. Being blamed for many new flare-ups, clubs, alcohol-fueled street parties, and large family gatherings. Via remote, this is VOA News.